Good evening, everyone. It is the 21st of August, Saturday evening, about 5:45 in the evening, and this is Predestination Update. And, you know, there's not a day that goes by anymore that I have to kind of, have to pinch myself to realize the days that we are living in, you know. I found out some very interesting news today. I found out one of my brother-in-laws has taken the vaccination, you know. And, you know, I really was taken back when I found out about it. I shouldn't be shocked, but I was really taken back. I did ask my brother and sister-in-law today if they thought that this vaccination was a precursor to the mark of the beast. You know, and my sister-in-law, she said, well, it's all about control. She did realize that. And I remind them what the scripture said about the fact that you're not going to be able to buy or sell, save you have the mark. And I said, a lot of people don't think it's a literal mark, but I said, you know, scripture says that it will be, you know, in your hand or in your forehead. Well, I'm glad to know that we know that we are God's people by the fact that we have faith in His Word, and that faith has been given to us by Christ. I never thought I would live to see the day where they would be plotting to put a microchip in every person on the face of the earth to try to control them, to control their commerce, to control their medical records, to control their titles of their property, to control their banking, to control their careers, to control their families. That's where it's headed. And John on the Isle of Patmos saw it over 2,000 years ago. And so we are right on the precipice of facing unbelievable tribulation. Because the Christians are the ones that are going to be singled out. Because the true Christians are not going to want to take the mark of the beast. They're not going to want to take it. God is going to reveal to them that they are not to participate and take the mark of the beast. And if anyone does take the mark of the beast, Scripture says that they will be damned. They will go to hell. They will be cast into the lake of fire that burns forever. That's serious, folks. That's serious. So I want to be as far away from the mark of the beast as I can get. I don't want to give any credence to any government, any medical authority, any Center for Disease Control, any World Health Organization, yes, and any church. There are churches that are promoting this vaccination now. Jeffers First Baptist Church of Dallas is promoting this vaccination. And most of the people that are promoting it are smart enough to know that it is derived from aborted fetuses, from aborted babies, the ingredients of it. But yet they're still promoting it. And so I want to remind everyone that God's elect will persevere until the end. That's perseverance. In Jude, the 24th and 25th verses of Jude, it says that he is able to keep from falling and to present you spotless because of the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. In John 17, by the way, I recently put an old message that I did from John 17 on Gab, on MeWe, on Parler, on Cloud Hub, and Facebook. And I'm going to play just a little bit of it, excerpts for you from that message. And that message was done back in 2008. I sent it out to all my email list. I would encourage you to go to Sermon Audio and listen to the whole message. It's entitled The World of Elect and the World of the Reprobate According to Christ. The World of the Elect and the World of the Reprobate According to Christ. And I would strongly recommend
you
listen to it.
September the 13th, 2008, and we have come to one of my very favorite chapters in the entire Bible. And I guess the reason that I like it so much is that the Holy Spirit uses certain passages of the Bible to get His sheep's attention. And I can say that this was one of the chapters that was used, really, when I was 37 years old. I'm 54 now. So that's been, what, 37, 47?
I'm actually 67 now, so.
16 years ago.
Plus 13.
I remember reading this several times. And, you know, I was just sharing with my wife today. I was 37 years old before I really started reading the Bible for myself. The way we were raised is that, you know, you go to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night prayer meeting, and you listen to what the preachers say. They have all the answers. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, need not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. So, this chapter had a huge impact on me, because one of the reasons it had such a huge impact on me, one, I had never heard a message preached out of this chapter of the Bible, and here I was, 37 years old. Now that ought to tell you something. Okay, because I mean, we were pretty regular attenders of church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night prayer meeting when I was coming up. But you know what? The church that I attended with my mom and dad, mainly my mom, were only interested in promoting the free will Arminian doctrine. So when I started reading the Bible for myself, and I started reading books in the Bible like the 42nd and 45th chapters of Isaiah, and the first chapter of Colossians, and the 6th and 10th and 17th chapters of John, and the 8th and 9th chapters of Romans, and the first and second books of Peter, and the book of Jude, and the first and second chapter of Ephesians, and the first and second chapter of Galatians. You know, all of a sudden, everything that I taught was turned around on its ear, because I had been preached to blatant, outright falsehoods and lies is what I've been taught. So the reason that this 17th chapter of John has such a significance to me is that it dispels, one, the notion of free will. It dispels the notion that man can do anything to save himself, including believing, repenting, or doing anything apart from God's grace, the truth of the Bible. And that I had been taught lies, lies, I suppose, when I read that verse. Heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Well, that was the first lie that was exposed when I read that verse. That was the first lie, because it says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Because I had always been taught, for God so loved the world, and then Jesus Christ died for the whole world, and he made it possible for the whole world to be saved. Well, the knowledge of God is wrapped up in eternal life, okay? Because what Christ is praying to the Father here, and he's praying this, he knows all this, but he's praying this for the benefit of the apostles who are listening to his prayer. And he's praying this, and he's saying life eternal includes a knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. He should give eternal life. Eternal life, again, is the knowledge of the only true God, Jesus Christ, before the world was. Jesus had glory with the Father before the world was. That means verse 7.
Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Or I was taught that they were born in the image of God, and that they had a flickering or a glimmering of natural light in them, and that they could, by their own decision, make a choice to believe upon Jesus Christ. And because of their faith, I was taught that faith originated from man, spiritual bent towards sin. It wasn't a total dead in their trespasses and sin gospel that I was taught. Saved. That's just all of Christ's prayers were answered. I heard a guy say that Christ did not get some of his prayers answered. That is a blatant lie. Jesus says, and he does not desire that any should perish in the world of his elect. He says in Peter, that he's not willing that any should perish to us word.
For mine, and I am glorified in them.
He restates it again. All mine are thine, and thine are mine. Of conceived in sin in. And he goes, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me that. Okay, go ahead, Mark, verse 12.
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name.
Both among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The scripture things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them.
The world of the people that were given to Christ by the Father. The Son and the Father, that's the world thereof. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He said back in the ninth verse that he did pray for the world.
One, even as we are one.
The world that he's speaking of in verse 21 that would believe that he was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the world of his elect, again, that have been given to him by the Father. Well, he don't give a hoot whether Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And they really don't give a hoot what I believe. In fact, they would mock me, the ones that are reprobate, agnostics, atheists, evolutionists, would mock me for standing up for and confessing Jesus Christ as my Savior. And God and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, have been and always will be. They are eternal. Eternal past. And there's the world of the reprobate who have not known thee. He says, I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. You've even been given to Christ by God the Father, you haven't. And the only way you'll ever get spiritual life is what is pointed out in John 3:16, where it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. And you must be born again. The world that haven't been given to Christ by the Father. Do I believe that Judas was the son of perdition?
Well, that's just some of the excerpts from that sermon. I jumped over and tried to give you some of the highlights of it. I hope it made sense doing that. I would encourage you to go on and listen to that complete sermon. May the good Lord be with you tonight. This is a predestination update for August 21st, 2021. And that the thing I want to close out on is that God has given Christ power over all flesh. To as many as thou hast given him. That's election and that's predestination and sovereign grace. God bless.